अस्तु, विल गेट स्टार्टेड. मुरुगप्पन महोदय, सॉरी मुरुगन शर्मा जी महोदय, कैन यू प्लीज स्टार्ट विथ अवर प्रेयर एंड गीतम.
नमस्कार महोदय, नमस्कार. हरि ओम
हरि
ओम हरि ओम हरि ओम हरि ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवाहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं, वरदे कामरूपिणी, विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि, सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं, वदामि संस्कृतं सदा, ध्यायामि संस्कृतं सम्यक, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं. संस्कृतस्य प्रचाराय नैजं सर्वं ददाम्यहं, संस्कृतस्य सदा भक्तो, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं. संस्कृतस्य कृते जीवन्, संस्कृतस्य कृते यजन्, आत्मानन्दमाहुदं मन्ये, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं. वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं. महोदय, गीतं महोदय.
आं महोदय.
मनसा सततं रमणीयं, मनसा दददं स्मरणीयं, वससा सततं वतनीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. मनसा सततं स्मरणीयं, वससा सततं वदनीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. न भोगभवने रमणीयं, न च सुखशयने शयनीयम्. न भोगभवने रमणीयं, न च सुखशयने शयनीयम्. अकर्णिसं जागरणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. न जातु दुःखं गणनीयं, न च निजसौख्यं मननीयं. न जातु दुःखं गणनीयं, न च निजसौख्यं मननीयं. कार्यक्षेत्रे द्वरणीयं, कार्यक्षेत्रे द्वरणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. मनसा सततं स्मरणीयं, वससा सततं वदनीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. दुःखसागरे धरणीयं, कष्टपर्वते चरणीयं, विभक्तिविबने प्रमणीयं, विभक्तिविबने भ्रमणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. गगनारण्ये घनान्धकारे, गगनारण्ये घनान्धकारे, बन्धुजनाय स्थिता गह्वरे, बन्धुजनाय स्थिता गह्वरे. तत्र मया सञ्चरणीयं, तत्र मया सञ्चरणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. मनसा सततं स्मरणीयं, वससा सततं वदनीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं, लोहहितं मम करणीयं. धन्यवादः महोदय.
अस्तु महोदय, समीचीनं.
धन्यवादः, धन्यवादः.
अस्तु, सो लास्ट् वीक् वि स्टार्टेड् वित् the question which is kutaha. Kutaha ityukte from where. So here we have one conversation. So we have conversation here. One is putraha, other one is pita. So Ravindra Mahodaya and Murugan Mahodaya, Can you please take one role, like Murugan Mahodaya can take Putraha role and Ravindra Mahodaya can take Pita role. So please try to do this conversation here that we have.
Asmi.
Yeah. Okay.
Namaskar, Ravindra Mahodaya. So your role is Pita.
Yeah.
And Murugan Sharmaji Mahodaya's role is Putraha. So Putraha is having one sentence and then Pita. So you have to take that role and converse in that role.
Hari Om.
Yes, Murugan.
Yeah, Hari Om Mahodaya. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Namaskar. Hari Om.
Namaskaram.
Etat Lokayanam Kutaka 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 Agatam Agatam.
Mysurutaha Agatam.
Mysurutaha Agatam. Itaha Kutra Gacchati.
Itaha Mysuru Gacchati.
Tataka Gada Agamishyati.
Tataha Shwaha Agamishyati.
Mahodaya, can you enlarge the screen? Can you enlarge the letters? Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Ete janaga kim kurvandi.
Ete itasataha sancharati. Sancharanti.
So, Mahodaya, both of you have converged. And for each line that you have spoken, can you also give out the meaning of that particular line? For example, Putraha, first line Murugan Mahodaya, Pita, then Ravindra Mahodaya.
Mahodaya, etat lokayanam kutra itukte, where
Putraha,
is...
Mahodaya, it is Putraha, not Putra.
Lokayanam kutaha agatam.
Hmm.
Where the bus stand, is the correct, sir? Bus stand? Lokayanam?
No, Lokayanam means only bus, not stand. Only bus.
Oh, stand. Where the bus where the bus comes from, where? Bus comes from where?
Correct. Okay? This bus, we are referring to Etat. So this near.
This bus comes from where? Okay.
Correct. Correct. Yes, Mahodaya. Next, Ravindra.
Mysuruta Agatam. Ityuktam. It came from Mysur.
Samichinam. Agree.
Where it goes? It Kutra Gacchati.
Itaha Kutra Gacchati. Correct. From itaha here, where it goes?
Where it goes?
Itaha Mysuru Gacchati. Ityukte. It is going to Mysur.
Samichinam.
Tata kada agamishyati. Kada agamishyati is correct word, Mahodaya. Correct. We didn't get the word, English word.
Coming.
Coming.
Oh.
So, but kada means what, Mahodaya? Kada.
Kada. Enge irundhu? Where?
From where?
No.
From where?
Yes.
From where the bus comes.
So agamishyati
sada means sir, when
right. So so tataha, see, it is going to Mysuru. Itaha Mysuru gacchati, that is what Pita has said, correct. Next is tataha, from there kada, when will it come? Agamishyati. So gacchati is present tense. Agatam means almost past continuous. And agamishyati is future tense. It is future perfect tense. Agamishyati means when will it come from there. Tataha means tatra vino from there, right? It is not here. So if you add taha, tataha, tatrataha is not right word. It is tataha. From there, kada. Kada here means we have already seen when. Time, right? We have seen panchavadane. Dashavadane, Shvaha, Hyaha, Parashvaha, Parahyaha, Praparayaha, Praparashvaha. So these are the things that we have seen with respect to Kada. Kutra is one question, right? Kutaha. Kutaha is when kutah means from which place there. Kutah from which place, from here, from there, that is what kutah. Kutra means where. We are specifically asking a place. We are not asking from destination or going to that destination, but we are saying this is the destination. That is what kutra here. And when it comes to kada, kada is here when. Tatah kada agamishyati. Gamishyati, we have not seen this usage so far. This is future tense. Agamishyati. So gamishyati means go. When will it go in the future? Ah, so there is ah that we are adding. The ah is called as upasargaha. Upasargaha means prefix. So we are adding for gachati, we are adding agachati means come. Gachati means to go. That agachati means to come. Now it is agamishyati. Okay, this is future tense and we are using agamishyati means again this is for the first person here. This is not for the self. So first person in Sanskrit is actually, we will not come to there, but we will say agamishyati. So this is for the bus that we are referring to. Agamishyati. Agamishyami means for the self. Agamishyati means for the bus or somebody else. Agamishyati. Tataha kada agamishyati. We are not saying lokayanam. We are not referring to the lokayanam. Tataha lokayanam kada agamishyati. So it is understood because lokayanam is the object that we are referring to and that is on the conversation that is being based. So lokayanam is already implicit in this particular conversation. Tataha kada agamishyati. From there, when will it come? What it, we are referring to this as lokayanam. Here it is lokayanam. That's so.
Okay.
Okay, Mahadeva, agree.
Sir, what is swaha?
That is what
means tomorrow. Tomorrow. It says tomorrow.
And we'll discuss.
We will study this.
Too many voice. Can one person say what is the meaning of swaha? Shwaha?
Tomorrow. Shwaha means tomorrow.
Thank you.
Tataha shwaha agamishyati. It will come tomorrow.
Bahu samichinam. Agre putra murgan mahodaya.
Okay. Ete janaha kim kurvanti? Ete. Those people.
Samichinam, bahu samichinam.
These people. Sir,
these people. Yes, these, not those actually, these people, correct.
These peoples, where, coming from where?
No, sir. Kim Kurvanti.
What are they Kurvanti. Doing? Oh, Kim Kurvanti, Kurvanti.
Karoti is singular. Kurvanti is plural. Kim we have already seen. Kim means what are they doing? Ete janaha. Kim Kurvanti, Ete. So, Ete is again plural. Eshaha, Kim Kurvanti. Ete janaha, Kim Kurvanti. Astu Mode? Ete janaha. Eshaha is singular. Ete is plural. Bahuvachana Rupa Matra Asti.
These people, what? What will do? Kurvanti? What are they doing?
Present tense again. We are saying present tense. Kim Kurvanti. What are they doing? Kim Kurvanti.
What are they doing?
So, Kim. Kim means what? Kurvanti. Doing. So, now there is nothing to add for Sanskrit. But when it comes to English, we'll use is or are. So, Kim Kurvanti. Kim, what are they doing?
Okay.
Astu? Agree.
Okay. Ete itastata sancharanti. They are walking here and there.
Bahu samichinam. Itas tataha. So, itaha yogaha tataha. Itaha plus tataha. Yogaha means plus. Itaha plus tataha. So, there is visarga in between. After itaha, there is visarga. At the end of itaha, there is visarga. When it is used in these two combination, when this is being combined, it is becoming sa. So, itaha plus tataha. Itas tataha. Itahas tataha. Itastataha sancharanti. Again, yete is bahuvachana rupam or it is plural usage. Itastataha, here and there, here, there. So they are walking here and there. Sancharanti, sancharati, sancharanti. Sancharati is singular usage. Sancharanti is plural usage or bahuvachana roopam. Because ete is used, we are using sancharanti. Sancharanti means roaming here and there. Astu? Astu. Dhanyavad mahodaya.
Dhanyavad mahodaya.
Dhanyavad.
So, aam mahodaya. So here we have seen these new words. Itaha means from here. Tataha, from there. Kutaha, we are asking from where. Taha, so we are using taha. So this kind of usage is kind of similar to similar to that we have seen in the previous sessions. Taha, taha is what is being added. Itraha, atraha, atrataha, itrataha, tatrataha, kutrataha, this is not there. So we have these kind of words where we have itaha, tataha, kutaha, uparishtat, uparishtat. So if we are trying to use this with respect to a word, vanam or van or ramaha, then it will become Ramat, Vanat, from Rama, from Vana, from forest. So this is Panchami Vibhakti Prayogaha. Panchami Vibhakti Ityukte, fifth declension. That is what is the usage that is happening here. So we are trying to use the fifth declension or the Panchami Vibhakti usage. Astu. So Itaha, Tataha, Kutaha, if we are trying to refer, these are referring to Panchami Vibhakti. These are referring to Panchami Vibhakti or fifth declension. That is what we are trying to use here. Astu. So here, if we look at the correct word that we found in Vibhakti tables, also we will go forward. As we go forward, we will try to learn one of the words for Vibhakti tables in Pullingam, Trilingam and Napunsakalingam. Something that will become well-versed with that before we complete our sessions. Okay. So here, this is how it will be. Uparitaha. Uparitaha is not there. Uparishthat. Uparishthat Ramat. So this is how it is going to be in Panchami Vibhakti. Panchami Vibhakti usage is what is being given here. Astu. Uparishthat. Ramat Ramabhyam. So we'll anyways come to that usage again as we get into the Vibhakti tables. We'll try to see that as well. So here we have a circular presentation of one passenger travel, of a passenger who has traveled across various places. You have Bengaluru, Srungeri, Dharmasthalam, Mangaluru. Looks like he has taken most of the South Indian pilgrimage. He has taken the South Indian pilgrimage. As you see here, we have Bengaluru, Srungeri, Dharmasthalam, Mangaluru, Anantashayanam, Kanyakumari, Rameshwaram, Pondicherry, Madras, Tirupatihi. So we have, these are the places that one has visited. Now, we want to kind of say from where he has started and where he has ended. This is what we would like to tell. Astu. So now, how do we start? We have seen Panchami Vibhakti. So we are going to use the usage for Panchami Vibhakti here, or the similar Panchami Vibhakti usage. Kutaha. Kutaha is something that we have seen. So we are going to use that kutaha kind of usage in these places. For example, here we have Bengaluru. Bengaluru is given to us, right? So for the first sentence, we will say he has Bengaluru taha Shrungerim. Bengaluru taha Shrungerim Gatavan or Gatavati. Now, what is Gatavan? What is Gatavati? We will also see this as we go forward. Gatavan ityukte, somebody has gone. It is past tense, gatavan. And for, it is for Purusha. Gatavati is for Strilinga Upayoga, or it is for feminine. If you want to use it for in the feminine gender, we will say Gatavati. Okay. So here, some guy has gone. Okay. From Bengaluru, he has gone to Srungeri. So how do we say? Bengaluru taha Srungerim Gatavan athwa Srungerim Gatavati. Gatavan is for masculine gender. Gatavati is for feminine gender. Astu. So next sentence. So how are we trying to use here? We are first saying Bengaluru taha Srungerim. Shungerim Gatavan. Shungerim. So it is now from place to this place. So it is coming to Shungerim. Shrungerim here is kind of represented in it is kind of represented in Dvitiya Vibhakti, right? So Bengaluru taha Shrungerim gatavan. So that is what we are trying to do here. So from where to which place we have traveled? Bengaluru taha Shrungerim or Bengaluru nagara taha Shrungerim gatavan athva gatavati. Now gatavan means he has gone from that place to this place. If it is
Mahodaya, Mahodaya, gatavan is for pulling, gatavati is for striling. For napumsakaling, what will it be?
So we do not have the napumsakaling for here. We will see as we go forward. But for if we want to refer to a pulling a shabda or striling a shabda, it is gatavan or gatavati. We will come to napumsakalinga later. Astu. So we will see how this is tavatu pratyanta. This is called as tavatu pratyanta. So this kind of usage we will come later when it comes to napunsakalinga. Right now we are not going to deal with it. For past tense, if we have to use simple past, he has gone. So gatavan, he has read. Patati is what is present tense. In past tense it will become patitavan or patitavati. That is what will be the usage, and we will. This is basically tavatu pratyanta. We will try to see why, how this is going to be used. Okay. So now this will have vibhakti also. But how it is going to be used, what it is going to use, whether it is going to be used as a verb or it is going to be used as a kind of a noun is something that we will try to discuss as we go forward. But this is tavatu pratyanta. Tavatu pratyanta here means suffix. Suffix is being added. This is not something that we are adding as a prefix. Dhatu is being added with a suffix. Tavatu pratyanta. So it is why it is phaditavan or phaditavati. So tavat is what is being added at the end of the word. Okay. So the action is gatavan. So we know gachati or agachati. Agatavan or agatavati. Agatavan or gatavan or gatavati or agatavati. That is how the word is going to be transformed. So we are adding a suffix here. We will come to the rupams and why this is not having a napunsakalinga lingam in advanced classes. Right now, we will not be interested in that. We'll just learn this is how the word is going to be in the simple past tense. Astu? So there are prefixes and suffixes that we have still not learned completely. For this, please understand that we are adding a suffix, tavatu. Tavat pratyanta, that is what is pratyanta. Pratyanta means is a suffix that we are adding to the word patati and it is becoming patitavan. Okay, pat dhatu. Pat dhatu is the root word is pat. If it is gat or gach, gacha dhatu is for gachati or gamla. Yeah, okay, that is different again. We will not really get into the details right now. Very valid question, but please hold on. Okay, for this exercise, that we are, Astum Bhagini, for this exercise, here, first thing we have seen. So, here what did we see? We have seen Bengaluru taha Shrungerim Gatavan. Astu. So, next in the loop is from Shrungeri to Dharmasthala. So, Aishwarya Bhangini, how this would become now? How should we refer this has happened in the past tense? Aishwarya Bhagini va?
Asti Mahadaya. Shrungeri.
Shrungeri taha.
Shrungeri taha. Mahadaya, can you help me?
Shrungeri taha dharmasthalam gatavati.
Shrungeri taha dharmasthalam gatavati.
Gatavati means I have gone. Because it is three lingam, we are using gatavati. Astu agre. So from dharmasthala, you have gone to Mysuru Nagaram or Mysuru.
धर्मस्थलतः मैसूरुनगरं गतवती
अग्रे नेक्स्ट्
मैसूरुनगरं
मैसूरुनगरतः आर् मैसूरुतः
मैसूरुतः अनन्तशयनं गतवती
अनन्तशयनं गतवती नेक्स्ट् इस् अनन्तशयनयं तः
अनन्तशयनयं तः कन्याकुमारी गतवती
कन्याकुमारीं
कन्याकुमारीं गतवती
गतवती अनन्तरं कुत्र गतवती कुतः कुत्र गतवती
कन्याकुमारीं
कन्याकुमारीतः
कन्याकुमारीतः रामेश्वरं गतवती
रामेश्वरतः
पाण्डिचेरीं गतवती पाण्डिचेरीतः मद्रासं तिरुपतिं
समीचीनं
तिरुपतिं गतवती तिरुपतिं तः बेङ्गलूरु गतवती बेङ्गलूरुं तः
बेङ्गलूरुतः शृङ्गेरीं गतवती
बेङ्गलूरुतः शृङ्गेरी गतवती
बहु समीचीनं समीचीनं शृङ्गेरीं शृङ्गेरीं गतवती अस्तु भगिनि सो आं भगिनि
बेङ्गलूरुं तः और् बेङ्गलूरुतः
इट् इस् बेङ्गलूरुतः शृङ्गेरीं गतवान् गतवती
Thank you, Mahadya.
Okay. So, here one thing please note, that is a valid question here. So, please, when you are trying to refer here, so please add Taha after the city name. If you are trying to say it is a city, then you can add Madrasa Nagaram. Madrasa Nagara Taha Tirupatim Gatavati. Tirupati Nagara Taha Tirupati Taha Bengalurum Gatavati or Gatavan. A Bengaluru Nagaram. So it will become Bengaluru Nagaram or Bengalurum. So that is how you have to use it. That is what you could use it. If you are saying Bengaluru city, if you would like to refer to as Bengaluru city, Shungeri city, rather than saying Shungeri ma Shungeri Nagaram city. So Shungeri city, then it will become Shungeri Nagaram. So that Taha and the So if we are trying to refer here, the second Vibhakti or the Vithya Vibhakti. So that is somewhere to which place. That is what we are trying to refer here. Bengaluru taha Shungerin gatavan or gatavati. Astu?
Sir.
Yes, Mahodaya.
I am leaving for some time.
Astu, Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad, Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad, Mahodaya.
Mahodaya, ek sandeham. So you here it says, I can't see it for you. Shankaraha Bengaluru taha. प्रस्थाय दक्षिणभारतप्रवासं कृतवान् सो कृतवान् हियर् इस् आल्सो भूतकालम् इस् इट्
भूतकालं यस् यस् भगिनि भूतकालप्रयोगः अस्ति अत्र सो प्रस्थाय मीन्स् हि हस् स्टार्टेड् हिस् जर्नी एण्ड् हि हस् गान् टु द सौत् इण्डियन् टूर् अस्तु सो सः कुतः कुत्र गतवान् इति लिखतु. सः मीन्स् हि कुत्र कुत फ्रम् वेर् टु विच् प्लेस् गतवान् इति लिखतु. रैट् इट् सो देट् इस् वाट् इस् बिन् आर्. सो इफ् यु आर् यूसिङ्ग् फार् शङ्कर शङ्करः इट् विल् बिकम् वान् आर् इट् विल् बिकम् भूत्कालप्रयोग इट् विल् बि गतवान् ओन्लि. But if you are trying to use for Sreelinga Prayoga or it is feminine use, then it will become Gatavati or Agatavan or Agatavati.
Sir, one question, sir.
Aam Bhagini.
Will it be Rameshwara, Rameshwaram Taha or Rameshwara Taha?
So here it is given as Rameshwaram to us. The city itself has been given to as Rameshwaram. So it will become Rameshwaram Taha.
Okay.
Unless and until we are adding Anuswaraha, it will not become Varam. So because we are referring to Dvitiya Vibhakti, we are adding Pondicherim or Madrasam. But because the place itself is ending with Ma, Makaraha, we will try to use it in that
way. Okay, okay, sir.
Astu?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So these are the sentences that we have practiced, and just revise. You need not write for your homework, just revise this. Next thing is we will try to see one second, let me see if you are able to see my screen. So are you able to see the presentation now?
Yeah. Mahode.
Astu. So what all questions that we have learnt, we have seen kutaha, kutraha, kim, kada, right? We have seen kada also. Kada means, kada ityukte, when, kada. Kutra means where. Kaha means who. Kati, kati also we have seen. How many, right? How many, kati. Ekam, dve, trini, pancha, chatvari, pancha, shat, sapta, ashta, nava, dasha. Right? This is what kati. Kada means when. When means ekvadane, dvivadane, trivadane, chaturvadane, panchavadane, shadvadane, dvadashavadane. So we have seen also the time. Sardha, saptavadane, navavadane, right? We have seen the times. And we have also seen kim. And also we have seen from where, kutaha, kutaha, kutra, where, right? Similarly, we have here the questions for katham. Katham ityukte, how. Katam ityukte how. So katam here is given here, and we will do this. Just give me a minute. I just have to attend something. I'll be back. So we have seen how many, and kati is how many. Kati means how many. Now we have katham. Okay, katham means how. So when we want to refer how, we have the question also. Ashwaha katham gachhati. So we are asking, how does horse go? Ashwaha katam gachhati. Katam ityukte how. How does the horse go? So we will get the answer, shigram gachhati. Ashwaha shigram. So shigram means fast. Ashwaha shigram gachhati. Ashwaha katam gachhati. Ashwaha shigram gachhati. Then we have kurmaha. Kurmaha gachhati. Kurmaha katam gachhati. Kurmaha mandam gachhati. Mandam ityukte slow. शीघ्रम् इत्युक्ते फास्ट्, मन्दम् इत्युक्ते स्लो. अश्वः कथं गच्छति? अश्वः शीघ्रं गच्छति. अश्वः कथं गच्छति? अश्वः शीघ्रं गच्छति. शीघ्रम् इत्युक्ते फास्ट्. कूर्मः कथं गच्छति? कूर्मः मन्दं गच्छति. मन्दम् इत्युक्ते स्लो. दट् इस् वाट् इस् मन्दम्. मन्दम् इत्युक्ते स्लो. अस्तु. सो दट् वुड् बि अवर् क्वश्चन् अण्ड् द आन्सर् फार् दीस् सेण्टेन्सस् हियर्. सो नेक्स्ट् उषा भगिनी अस्ति वा?
Yes, महोदय.
Bhagini, can you please form the sentences?
Yes. Vimanam gachati. Vimanam katam gachati? Vimanam shigram gachati. Dvichakrika katam gachati? Dvichakrika mandam gachati.
Samichanam. Agre, Bhagini.
हरिणः कथं गच्छति? हरिणः शीघ्रं गच्छति. शम्भूकः कथं गच्छति? शम्भूकः मन्दं गच्छति.
बहु समीचीनम्. अग्रे.
सिंहः कथं गच्छति? गर्जति. सिंहः उच्चैः गर्जति. बालिका कथं वदति? बालिका शनैः वदति.
अस्तु भगिनि, अस्तु, समीचीनं. सो तगा मात्र कथं गर्जति सिंहः? कथं गर्जति? गर्जति मीन्स् रोर्स्. द लयन् रोर्स् वित् अ वेरि लौड् वाय्स्. सो उच्चैः, उच्चैः इत्युक्ते लौड्. सिमिलर्लि शनैः, शनैः इत्युक्ते लो वाय्स्. बालिका कथं वदति? बालिका शनैः वदति. शनैः मीन्स् वित् अ लो टोन्. शनैः, स्लोलि, लो टोन्, दट् इस् वाट् इस् शनैः. सो शीघ्रम् इस् फास्ट्, मन्दम् इस् स्लो. उच्चैः, उच्चैः मीन्स् वित् अ लाट् आफ् वाय्स्, हयर् वाय्स् आर् लौड्लि, दट् इस् वाट् इस् उच्चैः. सिमिलर्लि शनैः, शनैः वदतु. अहं शृणोमि. शनैः वदतु. शनैः मीन्स् इट् इस् कैण्ड् आफ् स्लोलि आर् वित् अ लो वाय्स्, दट् इस् शनैः. उच्चैः अण्ड् शनैः. अस्तु. सो नेक्स्ट् वन् इस् ओके, दिस् वन् तङ्गं भगिनि.
अस्मि महोदय.
केन् यू कॉल दिस् सेंटेंस?
यस् महोदय, केन् ऐ स्टार्ट्?
Yes, please.
Gayaka gayati. Gayaka katam gayati? Gayaka uchaihi gayati. Balaka balakah chalati? Balakah katam chalati? Balakah shanaihi चलति.
समीचीनम्. अस्तु, अग्रे भगिनि, केन् यू आल्सो अगेन् फार्म् दिस् सेण्टेन्सस् वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु द वर्ड्स् दट् वी हैव्?
सिंहः कथं गच्छति? सिंहः उच्चैः गर्जति. कार्यानं कथं गच्छति? कार्यानं शीघ्रं गच्छति. पुरुषः कथं वदति? पुरुषः उच्चैः वदति. गायिका कथं गायति? गायिका उच्चैः गायति. पिप्पलिका कथं गच्छति? पिप्पलिका मन्दं गच्छति. बालिका कथं वदति? बालिका शनैः वदति. बालकः कथं नमति? बालकः शनैः नमति.
समीचीनं, बहु समीचीनम्. अस्तु, So similarly, we will try to do the exercise here. Agre, Triveni Bhagini asti va? Bhagini, so can you please read the instructions as well, what we have here for 10.1 or 10 bindu, dasha bindu eka a idi atra asti. Bhagini.
शीघ्रं मन्दम् उच्चैः शनैः एतेषु उचितेन रूपेण रिक्तस्थानं पूरयत्
पूरयतु
ओके
पूरयतु सो प्लीज ट्राई टू यूज द एंटायर लेटर अस्तु हां सो व्हाट इज गिवन हियर भगिनी कैन यू एक्सप्लेन शीघ्रं मन्दम् उच्चैः शनैः एतेषु उचितेन रूपेण रिक्तस्थानानां
Use the correct, proper word in the sentence.
Samichinam. In the fill in the blank. Rikta-sthanam means in the blank.
Yeah. Shigra means fast, manna means slow, uchehi loud, shanehi what is it? Silent. Quiet. Means this. Okay. Saha dash bhojanam karoti. Saha शीघ्रं भोजनं करोति
समीचीनं शीघ्रम् अथवा मन्दं हा अस्तु
ओके उन्मत्तः डाश्
उन्मत्तः
ओके उन्मत्तः डाश् हसति ऐ डोंट् गेट् दिस् महोदय
हसति हसति इत्युक्ते
उन्मत्तः वाट् इस् दट्
उच्चैः हसति शनैः हसति शीघ्रं हसति मन्दं हसति डज इट लाफ फास्ट्लि आर् स्लोलि आर् लौड्लि आर् वित् लो वाय्स्
नो वाट् ऐ मीन् टु से उन्मत्तः वाट् डु यु मीन् बै उन्मत्तः
उन्मत्तः इत्युक्ते अत्र एकः पुरुषः
ओके ओके इट्स् नेम्
नेम् नौन्
ओके उन्मत्तः शनैः हसति मम माता डाश् कार्यं करोति मम माता मन्दं कार्यं करोति शी मै मदर् वर्क् स्लोलि
बहु समीचीनम् अस्तु
भवती डाश् सम्भाषणं करोति भवती उच्चैः सम्भाषणं करोति लेडी स्पीकिङ्ग् लौड्लि
अस्तु 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 भगिनि अग्रे
न शृणोमि कृपया किञ्चित् डाश् वदतु न शृणोमि मीन्स् डोण्ट् लिसन्
न न न शृणोमि इट् इस् नाट् शृणोति शृणोमि मीन्स् ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु लिसन् ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु
कृपया किञ्चित् उच्चैः वदतु टाक् लौड्लि ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु
बहु समीचीनम् अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे अग्रे
डाश् प्रस्थानं करोति शीघ्रं प्रस्थानं करोतु विलम्बः भवति गेटिङ्ग् लेट् प्लीस् वाक् फास्ट् इतोपि समयः अस्ति डाश् भोजनं करोतु वी हाव् टैम् मन्दं भोजनं करोतु इस् इट् दट्
समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं मन्दम्
एतत् लोकयानं सर्वदा डाश् गच्छति शीघ्रं गच्छति अत्र शिशुः निद्रा करोति कृपया शनैः वदतु टाक् स्लोलि सः डाश् भाषणं करोति ध्वनिवर्धकम् एव न आवश्यकम् सः शनैः भाषणं करोति ध्वनिवर्धनं
सः ध्वनिवर्धन वर्धकम् इत्युक्ते एम्प्लिफायर् आफ् द वाय्स् इस् नाट् रिक्वैर्ड् सो इद् शनैः भाषणं करोति आर् उच्चैः भाषणं करोति वेन् डस् लौड् आर् मैक् इस् नाट् रिक्वैर्ड्
ओके उच्चैः भाषणं करोति ध्वनिवर्धकम् एवं न आवश्यकम् ओके
बहु समीचीनं भगिनि बहु समीचीनम् अस्तु भगिनि धन्यवादः भगिनि अस्तु सो सः डाश् भाषणं करोति सो एनी questions on these sentences, any word that is not clear or anything that we have not understood, any questions on these?
Mahodaya, itopi ityukte.
Itaha api means itopi, means here we have more time. Itopi samaya hasti, we have more time here.
Okay. Thank you, Mahodaya.
Astu Bani, any other line that is not clear? Astu, so no questions here. So next, we will also... Mahodaya,
Unmattaha, is it, very arrogant person like that?
Unmattaha, okay, right, actually, there is, let me check that, I think you are right here. Probably that could be Unmattaha. Unmattaha is not arrogant, but hold on, you are right. It is their name only. One second, Unmattaha. Somebody who is not Unmattaha, Matihi. So somebody who is not having a good sense or is not having a good mind. That is what Unmattaha, or we could say somebody who is mad. Right, that is what is Unmattaha.
Or is it an excited person?
That could also be. Matihi means, here, Matihi means actually, this is referring to the mind, Agni. So, Unmattaha, somebody who is not having a proper mind is definitely a mad person, or it could be an excited person, depending on our usage. You are right, it's a name only. But it is somebody
drunk,
who is not...
Gone case or drunk case.
Or somebody who is not having his sense of the mind, that is also Unmattaha, or mad person, Unmattaha. Unmattaha dash hasati. So, people who are mad, Mahode, allowed.
Mahode, it doesn't mean Rakshasa. It doesn't mean Rakshasa.
It is not Rakshasaha. Rakshasaha is not Unmattaha. Rakshasaha definitely probably laugh loudly, but that is not Rakshasa. Unmattaha means somebody who is not having his mind under control, or who is mad, that kind of reference is what Unmattaha.
Yeah, like in Hindi we say Unmat hoke has raha hai. So means Unmat, excited. Excited hoke has raha hai. Means he's drunk and he's very excited and he's laughing.
Unmat, yes, that is in Hindi, Bhagini. You're right.
Pike Unmat ho gaya, you know, like that.
Okay, Sanskrit, SpokenSanskrit.org says drunk, mad, intoxicated, crazy, madman.
That's what I'm saying.
He lost the sense of mind.
Yeah.
Who does not have the sense of mind of the environment is called Unmattaha.
Yeah.
So that is a thing. Any other question here?
So one doubt, sir, is it all we are talking in Panchami Vibhakti, or it's... No, I'm getting it wrong, yeah?
The Katham is not here because Shigram Mandam, our words that we are saying is a comparative sense here. Right now it is coming in comparative sense only. We are not referring to here anywhere. It is coming from here or from there. So it is not Panchami Vibhakti, right? So it is Bhojanam Karoti. Mandam Bhojanam Karoti. Shigram Bhojanam Karoti. Karyam Katam Karoti. So how is he going to do this? Sambhashanam. All these are the words that are following them or before them, are none of them are in Panchami Vibhakti, right? So, what happens with Vibhakti, Roop, we'll see, there is a rule also for this, where we have the Roop, Vachanam, Vibhakti, Lingam should be there in, they all follow one kind of a harmonious way of living together. So, there is a rule. Right now, it is not the case.
Okay, thank you.
Astu Bhagini. Next one, similarly, we will see a few other words also, where Katham could be answered. How can we answer Katham? So we have Katham, we have Samyak, Samichinam, or Uttamam, or Sundaram. So we have Samyak, Uttamam, समीचीनं सुन्दरं. सो सम्यक् इत्युक्ते इट् इस् गुड्, उत्तमम् इस् सूपर्, समीचीनम् इस् आल्सो गुड्, अण्ड् सुन्दरं मीन्स् ब्यूटिफुल्. दीस् आर् द थिङ्ग्स् देट् वी विल् ट्रै टु से. सम्यक् अस्ति, उत्तमम् अस्ति, समीचीनम् अस्ति, सुन्दरम् अस्ति. कथम् अस्ति? सम्यक् अस्ति, उत्तमम् अस्ति, समीचीनम् अस्ति, सुन्दरम् अस्ति. सुन्दरं मीन्स् we are trying to refer to the way it is, or it is kind of a beautiful shot. So when we are saying with respect to cricket, it is a beautiful shot. So it is sundaram asti, samyak asti, good asti, uttaram asti, samichinam asti. All these are good or very good. That is what we have for samyak, uttamam. Uttamam is like kind of a higher order where we are saying very good or special, uttamam. Samichinam is also good or very good, samichinam asti. If you want to say something is good or something is very good, we can use samichinam asti. Samyak asti is, it is the correct way, or it is a good way of telling it, samyak asti. Uttamam, samichinam, samyak, sundaram. These are the things that we have.
Excuse me, sir. Samyak can be appropriate.
Appropriate or correct or good also. So,
samyak excellent. Asti.
Excellent also, we can use that as well. So depending on how we would like to say, or we would like to say thumbs up, so it is like samyak, very good. So depending on context, did you said it correctly? I would say bhavati samyak vadati. So we could also say samyak vadati, or samichinam vadati, or we could also say bhavati uttaram uttamam asti. So depending on how we would like to refer, it is either samyak asti, or it could be excellent also, samyak asti, it is correct. So it could be samyak is kind of usage, it is correct, or it is good. That is, or if I want to say I agree with you, samyak, I am samyak asti, bhavatyah uttaram samyak asti, uttamam asti, samichinam. So depending on how we would like to answer, we can use samyak, uttamam, or samichinam. If you want to refer to a higher order, we will go for uttamam, like it is very good, uttamam asti. Samichinam is also like it is good, very good. So that is how we are going to use this. Astu, so here bhavan katam asti, aham samyak asmi. Bhavati katam asti, aham samyak. So here when we are referring to samyak asmi, probably here we are referring to that our health is good and we are in excellent condition. That is what samyak asmi here, what it means. How are you doing? Bhavan katam asti, aham samyak asmi. भोः भवान् कस्ति का भो भवान् कथम् अस्ति? अहं सम्यक् अस्मि. भवान् कथम् अस्ति? अहं सम्यक् अस्मि. सो देट् इस् वाट् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु अस् सम्यक् हियर्. सिमिलर्लि हियर् भवत्याः आरोग्यं कथम् अस्ति? मम आरोग्यं सम्यक् अस्ति. सो नौ इफ् ऐ ट्रै टु चेञ्ज् द टोन्, वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से देट् वि आर् रिकरिङ्ग् अण्ड् इट् इस् गुड्. भवत्याः आरोग्यं कथम् अस्ति? मम आरोग्यं सम्यक् अस्ति, चिन्ता मास्तु. So don't worry, my health is improving and it is good. Mama arogyam samyak asti. Etat pustakam katam asti. Now, if I want to say with respect to a subject, probably I'll say etat pustakam uttamam asti. This is a very good book to read. If I want to say it is a very beautiful novel, then I'll say etat pustakam sundaram asti. Bahu sundaram asti. Etat pustakam bahu sundaram asti, bahu uttamam asti. So again, we can use these words sometimes interchangeably. But when we say sundaram, and if you are trying to describe something, then probably sundaram might be more appropriate. Probably we have to check the usages also. As we go forward, we'll try to see those usages, how people have used, how the authors have used. As we go forward, we'll try to use that as well. Sundaram asti, samyak asti, samichinam asti, uttamam asti. Next. Etat vastram katam asti. So here now we are trying to describe it. Etat vastram katam asti. Tat vastram sundaram asti. Tat vastram sundaram asti. So bhavatyaha upari vastram katam asti. Bhavatyaha upari vastram samyak asti. Very good. Samichinam asti. Bahu samichinam asti. So if you want to say on you, how is this dress looking, then probably we'll say it is looking beautiful, or it is looking very good, or it is looking excellent to you. So we can, depending on how we would like to describe it, now probably they have not worn it and still trying to look at the beauty of the dress. Etat vastram katam asti, tat vastram sundaram asti. Ekvaram krupaya vadat, ekvaram krupaya, what is this? Okay, anyways, I'll come back to that later. I wanted to use something else, I have just slipped it. एनिवेस् एतद् वस्त्रं कथम् अस्ति तद्वस्त्रं सुन्दरम् अस्ति तद्वस्त्रं सुन्दरम् अस्ति सिमिलर्लि एतत् पादत्राणाम् एतत् पादत्राणां कथम् अस्ति एतत् पादत्राणां सम्यक् अस्ति एतत् पादत्राणां समीचीनम् अस्ति सो समीचीनम् अस्ति इट् इस् गुड् फार् मी एतत् पादत्राणं समीचीनम् अस्ति इट् इस् गुड् फार् मी इट् इस् गुड् सो एतत् पादत्राणां समीचीनम् अस्ति सो इट् इस् गुड् फार् मी दट् इस् वाट् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु हियर् अण्ड् सिमिलर्लि मैकल् जार्डन् कथं क्रीडति मैकल् जार्डन् बहु समीचीनं क्रीडति बहु सम्यक् क्रीडति तेण्डूल्कर् कथं क्रीडति तेण्डूल्कर् समीचीनं क्रीडति तेण्डूल्कर् सुन्दरं क्रीडति सो दट् इस् हौ वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु आन्सर् दिस् क्वशन् हियर् सो लेट् अस् ट्रै टु डू सम् एक्ससैज् आन् दिस् एस् वेल् सो नेक्स्ट् इस् वन्दन् भगिनि
अस्ति महोदय आरोग्यं एताशः प्रश्नः प्रश्नोत्तरं लिखन प्लीज् राइट द
प्रश्नानां
यथा मीन्स् उदाहरण Example.
Correct, correct.
आरोग्यं कथम् अस्ति आरोग्यं समक्यम् अस्ति सम्यक् ओके my health is excellent
समीचीनम्
वातावरणं कथम् अस्ति वातावरणं बहु वातावरण उत्तमम् अस्ति
वातावरणम् उत्तमम् अस्ति समीचीनम् अस्ति
बालकः कथं धावति कथं धावति बालकं सम्यक्
बालकः सम्यक् धावति समीचीनम्
एतत् वस्त्रं कथम् अस्ति हौ इस् दिस् क्लोत्
समीचीनम्
एतत् वस्त्रं सुन्दरम् अस्ति
एतत् वस्त्रं सुन्दरम् अस्ति समीचीनं
भीमसेन् जोशी कथं गायति हौ डस् भीमसेन् जोशी सिङ्ग्स्
समीचीनम्
भीमसेन् जोशी ऐ विल् से समक्यं सम्यक् गायति हि सिङ्ग्स् एक्सिलेण्ट्
बहु सम्यक्
तेण्डूल्कर कथं क्रीडति तेण्डूल्कर समीचीनं क्रीडति यूसिङ्ग् समीचीनं नियन् बिकास् ऐ हव् नाट् यूस् टिल् नौ सो ऐ जस्ट् ट्रै टु यूस्
भगिनि द यूसेज् इस् करेक्ट् बट् इफ् यू आर् अड्मैरिङ्ग् हिम् देन् प्राबब्लि यू लैक् द वे हि प्लेस् इट् देन् प्राबब्लि हू नो क्रिकेट् हिल् तेण्डूल्कर सुन्दरं क्रीडति सुन्दरं मीन्स् दे आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु एक्स्प्लेन् द ब्यूटिफुल् वे इन् विच् ही इस् ट्रैङ्ग् टु प्ले सो समीचीनम् इस् करेक्ट् सम्यक् इस् करेक्ट् Even Sundaram is also correct here.
Okay. So I can do it again. Tendulkar katham kirati. Tendulkar Sundaram kirati. Bahu Sundaram kirati.
Bahu Sundaram kirati. Bahu samish. Very beautiful. So that is what. So you want to express the adjectiveness or the expressiveness, we can try to use these words. Generally, poets kind of change the usage of how it needs to be expressed. So we will see that as we go forward also bahu samichinam bagini
dhanyawad
vatavarnam is what
vatavarnam samichinam asti samyak asti but bagini said uttamam asti vatavarnam katam
vatavarnam is weather
vatavarnam ityukte
वेदर
वेदर अस्ति वेदर अस्ति
एटमॉस्फेयर
एटमॉस्फेयर वेदर और हाउ इज द वेदर so we are yes actually as Manjushri Bhagni said it is actually if you want to literally say what it is how is the atmosphere right now right so vatavaranam katham asti how is the atmosphere right now that is what vatavaranam so but we are referring to weather also vatavaranam katham asti so actually what is the kind of situation around you that is what is vatavaranam so it is basically something that is around us which is basically weather or how the five elements are behaving with us, that is what is vatavarnam, vatavarnam katam asti. Astu? So here we'll go to the next thing here. So again, Indra Bhagini asti va?
Asmi Mahode.
Astu Bhagini, atra uttaram dadati atra. We have to form the question. So please read the instruction and try to go by the instructions.
Etesham uttaranam prashnan likhatu. Yataha udhyanam sundaram asti. Udhyanam katam asti. Bhojanam uttamam asti. Bhojanam कथम् अस्ति एतत् चलनचित्रं सम्यक् नास्ति एतत् चलनचित्रं सुन्दरं वा
न न
कथं वा कथम्
अस्ति
कथम् अस्ति तत् पुस्तकम् उत्तमम् अस्ति तत् पुस्तकं कथम् अस्ति सः सर्वं कार्यं सम्यक् करोति सः सर्वं कार्यं कथम् अस्ति
कथं करोति भगिनी
कथं करोति कथं करोति रामायणं बहु विस्तृतम् अस्ति रामायणं बहु रामायणं कथम् अस्ति रामायणं कथम् अस्ति बहु विस्तृतम् अस्ति विस्तृतम्
विस्तृतम् सो हियर् एक्सेप्ट् फार् द लास्ट् बट् वन् इट् इस् करोति अदर्वैस् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् अस्ति मीन्स् हौ इट् इस् करोति मीन्स् how is he doing all the work that is what is being asked here asto so karoti means to do kru dhatu so the dhatu roopam is kru so as we go forward whenever we get a chance we will also see some of the dhatus roopams in all the three kalas okay when we say kala bhutkala vartaman kala and bhavishyat kala what is it there is basically lakaras okay we'll see the lakaras roopams for bhutkal bhavishya vartaman kala and bhavishyat kala we'll see these karas as they go forward now next one is the next question that we have is kimartham So before we do kimartham, let us see what we have seen so far. We have seen kim karoti, right? Kim karoti. So we have a sentence here. Balika vidyalayam gacchati. And balika vidyalayam kim karoti? What does the balika or the girl do in the classroom? Balika chitram svikurati va? Vidyalaye? No. Chitralayam na svikurati. Balika svacham karoti va? Vidyalaye? No. Balika svacham na karoti vidyalaye. बालिका निद्रां करोति वा विद्यालये न विद्यालये गच्छति तत्र निद्रां न करोति बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र वस्त्रं धरति वा न बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र वस्त्रं न धरति बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र दन्तधावनं करोति वा न बालिका दन्तधावनमपि न करोति बालिका किं करोति बालिका उत्तिष्ठति वा विद्यालयं गच्छति न न बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति उत्तिष्ठति न तत्र उत्तिष्ठति न बालिका किं करोति बालिका पठति वा आं बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र पठति बालिका तत्र पठति सो बालिका किं करोति विद्यालयं गच्छति अनन्तरं बालिका पठति बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र पठति सो वी आर् आस्किङ्ग् वाट् डस् द गर्ल् डू वेन् शी गोस् टु द स्कूल् रैट् बालिका गच्छति किं करोति सो देट् इस् वाट् ऐम् आस्किङ्ग् बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र किं करोति बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति अनन्तरं पठति तत्र इति दिस् इस् वाट् अवर् आन्सर् इस् सो वाट् डु वी आस् वै इस् द गर्ल् गोयिङ्ग् टु द स्कूल् सो वाट् इस् द रीसन् फार् विच् द गर्ल् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु द स्कूल् बालिका विद्यालयं गच्छति तत्र पठति सो बालिका किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति बालिका पठनार्थं पठनार्थं मीन्स् फार् स्टडियिङ्ग् पठनार्थं पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति बालिका किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति बालिका पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति बालिका पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति बालिका किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति बालिका पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति अस्तु अग्रे बालिका ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति बालिका किमर्थं ग्रन्थालयम् बालिका पठनार्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति बालिका ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति तत्र पठति दिस् इस् वाट् वि हाव् सो वि हाव् वाण्ट् आल् वै शी गोयिङ्ग् टु द लैब्ररी ग्रन्थालयम् इत्युक्ते लैब्ररी बालिका ग्रन्थालयं बालिका किमर्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति बालिका पठनार्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति टु रीड् शी इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु द कालेज् शी इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु द library not college to the library the girl is going to the library to read balika padanartham gantalayam gacchati astu agre balakah yogasanam karoti balaka kimartham yogasanam karoti balakah aarogyartham yogasanam karoti balaka kimartham yogasanam karoti balakah aarogyartham yogasanam karti for his health He is doing yoga. Balakaha yogartham. Yoga. Arogyartham. Not yoga. Arogyartham. Yogasanam karoti. Arogyartham. Yogasanam karoti. Asto. Agre. Balika kimartham vyayam karoti. Balika kimartham dantadavanam karoti. Balika kimartham dhavati. Balika kimartham prakshalayati. Balika आरोग्यार्थं व्यायामं करोति बालिका किमर्थं दन्तधावनं करोति बालिका आरोग्यार्थं दन्तधावनं करोति बालिका किमर्थं धावति बालिका आरोग्यार्थं धावति बालिका किमर्थं प्रक्षालयं करोति प्रक्षालयति किमर्थं प्रक्षालयति बालिका आरोग्यार्थं प्रक्षालयति सो वी हाव् हियर् व्यायामं व्यायामं मीन्स् एक्ससैज् किमर्थं व्यायामं करोति फार् हेल्त् रीसन्स् आरोग्यार्थं टु इम्प्रूव् द हेल्त् आरोग्यार्थं सिमिलर्लि बालिका किमर्थं दन्तधावनं करोति बालिका आरोग्यार्थं दन्तधावनं करोति बालिका किमर्थं धावति बालिका आरोग्यार्थं धावति ओके सो फार् हेल्त् फार् इम्प्रूविङ्ग् आरोग्यार्थं सो इम्प्रूव् फार् The health, arogyartham. Similarly, balika kimartham prakshalayati, wash her hands, prakshalayati, clean, wash her hands. Balika kimartham prakshalayati, balika arogyartham prakshalayati. Astu? So these are the reasons why they would like to do all these activities. Kimartham means why. Astu? Balika kimartham patati. बालिका ज्ञानार्थं पठति वै इस् हि रीडिङ्ग् बालिका ज्ञानार्थं पठति बालकः किमर्थं संस्कृतं पठति बालकः ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतं पठति बालिका किमर्थं संस्कृतं पठति बालिका ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतं पठति भवान् किमर्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगतवती और् आगच्छति और् आगतवान् भवान् किमर्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति भवान् ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति भवती किमर्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छति अहं ज्ञानार्थं संस्कृतवर्गम् आगच्छामि और आगतवान् सो ऐ हव् कम् हियर् फार् इम्प्रूविङ्ग् मै नालेज् दट् इस् बेसिकलि किम् अर्थम् इत्युक्ते वै और् वाट् इस् द रीज़न् फार् इट् बालिका किमर्थं गीतं शृणोति बालिका मनोरञ्जनार्थं मीन्स् फार् एण्टर्टैन्मेण्ट् मनोरञ्जनार्थं गीतं शृणोति बालकः किमर्थं क्रीडति बालकः मनोरञ्जनार्थं क्रीडति मनोरञ्जन फार् एण्टर्टैन्मेण्ट् फार् हिस् रिलाक्सेशन् मनोरञ्जनार्थं क्रीडति मनोरञ्जनार्थं रोगी चिकित्सालयं रोगी किमर्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति रोगी चिकित्सार्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति रोगी चिकित्सार्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति चिकित्सार्थम् इत्युक्ते फार् टेकिङ्ग् ओडिकाल् चिकित्सार्थं मीन्स् वट् इस् द रैट् वर्ड्
ट्रीट्मेण्ट्
यस् ट्रीट्मेण्ट् ईस् गोयिङ्ग् टु द
हास्पिटल्
हास्पिटल् इस् चिकित्सालयं सो हास्पिटल् इस् चिकित्सालयं चिकित्सार्थम् इस् बेसिकलि फार् ट्रीट्मेण्ट् रोगी चिकित्सार्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति रोगी हियर् इस् बेसिकलि अ पेशेण्ट् आर् सम्बडि हू इस् हेविङ्ग् संथिङ्ग् इस् वाट् इस् अ रोगी रोगी किमर्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति चिकित्सालयम् इत्युक्ते हास्पिटल् क्लिनिक् रोगी चिकित्सार्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति
महोदय वन् मोर् वर्ड् इस् औषधार्थं औषधार्थम्
औषधार्थं यस् फार् गेटिङ्ग् मेडिसिन् समीचीनं टु गेट् मेडिसिन् आर् मेडिकेशन् यस् औषधार्थम् इस् आल्सो रैट् वर्ड् चिकित्सार्थम् औषधार्थं बहु अस्तु
ओके
अस्तु सो सिमिलर्लि वृथा किमर्थं ग्रामं गच्छति वृथा प्रवासार्थं ग्रामं गच्छति सो टु गो प्रवासार्थं ग्रामं गच्छति पुरुषः किमर्थं मन्दिरं गच्छति पुरुषः देवदर्शनार्थं सो हियर् इट् इस् फार् टेकिङ्ग् द टु सी द गाड् देवदर्शनार्थं मन्दिरं गच्छति पुरुषः देवदर्शनार्थं दर्शनार्थं मन्दिरं गच्छति
Pravasartham is right meaning is tourism.
Yes, it is actually correct. It is basically tourism to go to for sightseeing.
Pilgrimage
is also okay. Yes, okay. We can also say that. Pilgrimage or sightseeing or darshan or to go around places pravasartham. Pravasartham gramam gacchati. Yes. So pilgrimage is also one way of saying pravasartham gramam gacchati. Yes, a lot of usages are there for pravasartham. Astu bhagan, astu mahodaya. So again, so next one we will see kimartham here. So we will try to see how this have been used. So agre Modya is done. Manjushri Bhagre.
Modya. Kimartham, why, for what reason? सः किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति वै डस् ही गो टु स्कूल् सः पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति ही गोस् टु स्कूल् फार् स्टडिङ्ग् अत्र शब्दद्वयं लिखितम् अस्ति तत् उपयुज्य प्रश्नम् उत्तरं च लिखतु हियर् टु पेर् आफ् टु वर्ड्स् इस् गिवन् तत् उपयुज्य प्रश्नम् उत्तरं च लिखतु What does it mean, sir?
Tat means? Use that. Upayujya. Prashnam uttaram. Question, answer. Question and uttaram. Cha. Cha means here and.
Okay. And. Okay.
Right. Using them or try to place them and write the question and the answer.
Okay, sir. Yatha, yogasanam arogyartham. That means yogasan are for good health. Saha kimartham yogasanam karoti. Saha arogyartham yogasanam karoti. Saha patanartham granthalayam gacchati. Chikitsalayam aushadhartham. Saha kimartham chikitsalayam gacchati. Saha aushadhartham chikitsalayam gacchati. Videsham pravasartham. Saha kimartham videsham gatavan. Saha pravasartham videsham gatavan.
Samichinam bhagini. Astu. So we have seen kimartham also. Kimartham means the usage is essentially why or for what is the reason. That is what is kimartham. Why does he go there? Why does she go there? What is the reason he has gone there as he has went? So this is what we have seen with respect to the various words that we have come across. So these are called as Sapta Kakaraha. Sapta Kakaraha means what? Means this is what it means. We have different questions and how they are being asked. So Bhavataha Namakim. This is our first class. Bhavataha Namakim. Bhavatyaha nama kim, mama nama. So this is how we have referred to the kim. Kim means what is your name. Then we saw where, kutra, bhavan kutra vasati. Bhavataha gruham kutra asti. Bhavan kutra gacchati. Bhavati kutra karyam karoti. Aham karyale karyam karoti. Where? Bhavan kutra namati aham. Mandire namami. Simha kutra asti. Simha vane asti. Durvani kutra asti, Durvani prakoshte asti. So we have seen kutra also. Kati. Kati means, what is kati?
How many?
So we have seen how many numbers also. So ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat, sapta, ashta, nava, dasha, ekadasha, dvadasha. So we have seen till 100. Shatam is 100, so we have seen 100 numbers as well. Ekam, dve, trini, chatvari. So also we have seen the numbers with respect to kati also. So kati means how many. So and what is kada?
Where?
When.
Kada.
When.
Kada is when. Punaha kada milamaha. Punaha agre saptaha milamaha. Sardh Sapta Vadane. Means we will meet next week at 7:30. Sardh Sapta Vadane Sayankale Milamaha. Bhavati Kada Uttishtati. Aham Panchavadane Uttishtami. Aham Sapta Vadane Uttishtami. Aham Dvadashavadane Uttishtami. Pariksha Kada Asti. When is the exam? Pariksha Agami Saptahe. Next week there is an exam. Shwaha Asti tomorrow. So bhavati kaha kada gruham gacchati, bhavati kada pakam karoti, bhavati kada tatra gacchati, bhavan vaidyam kada pashyati. So when are you going to take the treatment vaidyam? Okay, bhavan kuta. Now what is kutaha? Kutaha?
From where?
Kutaha is from where?
From where?
Samichinam bhani. Bahu samich. Kutaha means from where. So this is what we have seen today. Bengaluru taha, Mysuru taha, Tungeri taha. So we have seen all this today. Similarly, katham. Katham also we have seen this today. What is katham?
Katham we just
where?
Said.
Where?
Katham. How? Exactly. Kati and katham. Kati means how many. Katham means how. So these two questions will have how. So similarly, kimartham? Kimartham is good.
Why?
So that is what is what. So we have kim, kutra, kati, kada, kutaha, katham, kimartham. So these are the various things that we have seen here. And we have almost reached half of the syllabus. अस्तु आफ् अवर् अभ्यासपुस्तकं सो वाट् ऐ वुड् लैक् टु नो इस् टुमारो नाट् टुमारो दिस् वीक् आल्सो यु डु नाट् हेव् एनी होम्वर्क् बिकास् वी हव् कम्प्लीटेड् आल् अवर् होम्वर्क् अण्ड् क्लास् वर्क् इन् द क्लास् इट् सेल्फ़् next week we'll start with bhutakala rupani. This is something that we would like to start, but before that because we have completed half of our book, would you like a revision or we should go with our bhutakala rupani? I would like to know from you people, then we will decide what to be done next week.
We'll go one day. It will be good for revision, sir.
Yeah, revision is better, sir, because it's difficult to remember. By revision at least we'll
अस्तु भगिनि रिविजन् अस्तु सो नेक्स्ट् वीक् रिविजन् सो सर्वेभ्यः नेक्स्ट् वीक् विल् हेव् अवर् रिविजन् अण्ड् विल् रिसैड् वाट् आल् वी हव् डन् इन् द 13 स्लैड्स् देट् वी हव् सीन् सो फार् अण्ड् आल्सो अवर् अभ्यास पुस्तकं दिस् इस् वाट् वि विल् रिवैस् नेक्स्ट् अस्तु and be also ready to form sentences in the class, simple sentences in the class with whatever we have learned with respect to these 7 questions. Takaraha, saptakakaraha, whatever we have formed, we would expect our each one of us to give at least 5 sentences in the class itself next week. 5 questions and 5 answers for it. So that is what will be our agenda for next week. That's all. Any questions before we close? Any other questions you have? अस्तु नो क्वश्चन्स् सो मुरुगन् महोदय रिक्वेस्टिङ्ग् यु टु क्लोस् इट् वित् अवर् शान्तिमन्त्रम् आर् गीतं वाट् एवर् यु प्रिपेर्
आं महोदय सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे वर्षाणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखवाद् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः महोदय पुनः मिलामः अग्रे सप्ताहे सार्धसप्तवादने
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः महोदय
शुभरात्रि
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः